Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
President Donald Trump will open up more than half of Alaska's Tongass National Forest to logging and other forms of development, according to a notice posted on Wednesday. Stripping protections that had safeguarded one of the world's largest intact temperate rainforests for nearly two decades. As of Thursday, it will be legal for logging companies to build roads and cut and remove timber throughout more than 9.3 million acres of forest, featuring old-growth strands of red and yellow cedar, Sitka spruce, and western hemlock. While the president has repeatedly touted his commitment to planting more trees through the 1 Trillion Tree Initiative, invoking it as recently as last week, his administration has sought to expand logging in Alaska and in the Pacific Northwest throughout his presidency. Environmentalists who have successfully blocked a slew of timber sales on the Tongass since the early 1970s say they will challenge this repeal of protections in court. The IRS deposited billions of dollars in the form of economic impact payments this spring, also known as stimulus checks, as part of the federal government's COVID-19 aid package. Those who did not receive a payment because they typically do not file for taxes, particularly in 2018 or 2019, may still be eligible to receive that payment. The deadline to apply is November 21st. The Internal Revenue Service has established November 10th as National EIP Registration Day. The agency plans to launch a final push to encourage everyone who normally does not file a tax return to register to receive an economic impact payment. National EIP Registration Day will take place just a few days ahead of the extended November 21st registration deadline. This special event will feature support from IRS partner groups inside and outside of the tax community, including those that work with low-income and underserved communities. These groups will help spread the word about the new deadline and, in some cases, provide special support for those who still need to register for the payments. According to a Wednesday statement, the IRS has already sent nearly 9 million letters to people who may be eligible for the $1,200 economic impact payments but don't normally file for a tax return. The letters, along with the special November 10th event, both urge people to use the non-filers info available at irs.gov. We have that link at radiokenai.com. Alaska's emergency COVID-19 declaration expires in mid-November, and the Office of Governor Mike Dunleavy says it's not clear whether he'll extend it or not. Dunleavy signed the state public health disaster declaration on March 11th, and it was extended in May through Senate Bill 241. It's now set to expire November 15th. As of this week, all 50 states have active COVID-19 emergency declarations in place. More than 30 have extended their orders this fall, according to a tracker provided by the National Governors Association. Generally, the declarations create special powers to respond to the virus, help cut through the federal bureaucracy, and provide a framework for state and local health mandates. Dunleavy spokesman Jeff Turner said on Tuesday, the governor is taking into consideration all options when it comes to the emergency declaration, and he'll make a decision by November 15th. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.